It's a small white and green flower, which was once widespread in California, but is now rare.
The San Fernando Valley spinefowl is a tiny little annual plant in the buckwheat family. It's typical of winter, spring native annuals that occur in our Mediterranean climate of California. Its historical range is thought to extend from near Elizabeth Lake in the north, south through the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles County, and then down to near Santa Ana in Orange County.
Kat Darst, who's an assistant field supervisor with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service based in Ventura, says the plant virtually disappeared. Many thought it was extinct. Then, two decades ago, two small populations of the flower were discovered. One spot is in eastern Ventura County. The other one straddles the Ventura-Los Angeles County line on the northeastern side of Ventura County.
The spinefowl only occurs in two places. So one is a place that used to be Amundsen Ranch. It's now Lasky Mesa. It's the upper Las Virgenes Open Space Preserve. And then the other is on Newhall Ranch, where some of the plants are in Los Angeles County and some are in Ventura County.
While there was excitement about the rediscovery of the flower, the reality is that experts thought without help, they would become extinct. Habitat loss, invasive non-native plants, and climate change are all believed to be factors in the reduction of the plants to basically two strongholds. In 2016, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed listing the species as threatened to try to protect it from extinction. But Darst says because of a new deal with the developer to help build the spinefowl population, the federal agency is withdrawing that plan.
Because of proactive conservation measures in the form of a candidate conservation agreement, we're able to announce the San Fernando Valley spinefowl is no longer at risk of becoming endangered in the foreseeable future. What we've worked with them to get to is that Newhall will be doing outplantings of this species in a couple of historic locations where it used to occur, but it doesn't occur anymore, as well as a few new locations that have those habitat characteristics that this species likes. So we're going to see if we can get it to grow there as well.
The Newhall that Darst was talking about is the Newhall Lands and Farming Company. It's been working for decades to build a 21,000-home housing development in the Newhall area. The company's land holdings for the project include key spinefowl habitat. So the project in Los Angeles County, near the L.A. Ventura County line just north of Highway 126, created a firestorm of controversy because of potential environmental impacts. As part of a settlement of the battle, Newhall agreed to not only set aside 1,500 acres of land as permanent habitat for the flower and other plants and wildlife, but to provide millions of dollars in funding for spinefowl recovery efforts.
We're going from two populations, one of which was at threat from the development, to at least double. I think that this is a pretty incredible example of a public-private partnership. They can happen, but you don't always get people who want to work together and come to the table and try to do good things for the species. So this is a pretty spectacular thing that's happened.
As for now, with spring almost here, flower fans may soon be able to get a glimpse of some of the rare spine flowers.
Right now, they would be really tiny since we had rain that was late. But with this recent rain, yeah, I would say in a few weeks, you might see it.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Kat Darst.
The Upper Las Virgenes Open Space Preserve. And yes, there's public access there. There's not a whole lot of signage that would direct you to where the plant is. And given that it is an annual, you're going to see it in the spring. And it's going to be really little. And they like to live on sort of the sloughing side faces of bluffs. If you're just walking around on the top of the bluff, you're probably not going to encounter it. But, you know, if you knew what you were looking for, you could see it there.
And if that feels like a little too much work, you can see some pictures of the spinefowls on KCLU's website, kclu.org. Darst is going from 2 to 4 populations of the spinefowls will make a huge difference in the long-term viability of this species. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.